It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Look at that toy. Some people call that an earth mover. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just play with that right on the carpet here. It wants to pick up something, doesn't it? I think my shoe's too big for it to pick up. I have a couple blocks in here, I think. Yeah. Block mover now. Move it over to there. Come back here. Pick this one up. Have to have some repair here. There. I have some sand out here in the kitchen. I'll let it be a sand mover. How about in here? Just pick up some sand and move it over to here. Try that again. When I was a young boy, I used to like to think of real earth movers as I played with my toy ones. People can imagine all kinds of things as they play. There's a book that I'd like you to see. I'll be back later, fish. It's a book called Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. It's about a little bird who is getting hatched, and its mother goes off to get some food before the bird hatches. And when it comes out of the egg, the bird says, "Where's my mother?" and sees all these different things and says, "Are you my mother?" to a cow and a cat and a chicken and all sorts of things. And finally, it sees this earth mover. And it runs up to it and says, "Mother, mother, here I am, mother," he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, "Snort." "Oh, you are not my mother," said the baby bird. "You are a snort. I have to get out of here." But the baby bird could not get away. The snort went up. It went way, way up. And up, up, up went the baby bird. But now, where was the snort going? Oh, oh, oh. What is this snort going to do to me? Get me out of here. Just then, the snort came to a stop. "Where am I?" said the baby bird. "I want to go home. I want my mother." Then something happened. The snort put that baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then the mother bird came back to the tree. "Do you know who I am?" she said to her baby. "You are a bird. You are my mother," said the baby bird. I like that book. To this day, I still call machines like this snorts once in a while. This is a book you could probably find at your library. You could read the whole thing. And if you don't have a toy like this, and you want to play earth mover, or steam shovel, or snort, you could use your arms and hands and fingers. They're the best things anybody has to play with anyway. You know, just like this. Oh, there's somebody at the door. It's Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Mr. McFeely, good day to you.
At last, I have it for you.
The toothpaste video?
There it is, the toothpaste video. You know, I've been busy these past few days. Do you have a few minutes to watch it now?
I certainly do. Shall we show it on Picture Picture?
Okay.
Come along. You have the time.
I have the time, and I can tell you about it as we watch. You know,
all
I've
right.
learned a lot from my research.
I bet you have, Mr. McFeely. How people make toothpaste.
That's right.
Oh, incidentally, do you know why I call this Picture Picture?
Because there are two picture frames around the screen.
You're a very observant person, Mr. McFeely.
You know,
Picture.
That's right, picture, picture. I'm interested in all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we can all be interested in toothpaste.
All righty.
All right. How people make toothpaste.
This is the factory where they make toothpaste. That man is raising up a big bucket. It's got hot water in it, and he's going to put it in the mixing vat.
You mean they start with water?
They do. The big bucket is filled with just the right amount of water, and it all goes in the mixing vat. See, there it goes.
Pouring in.
Takes a while for that to fill up.
Look at the steam. It must be really hot.
Oh, it is. Now he's put all the hot water in.
Sets that aside.
That's right.
Oh, now what's that?
Well, it's a special liquid that keeps the toothpaste from drying out.
Oh.
Now here's the detergent.
Detergent? Is that like soap?
Oh, yes, a special kind of soap that's just for toothpaste. It helps clean your teeth.
It foams a little, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Now come the dry materials. You notice the man is wearing a mask over his mouth to protect him from the dust.
Yes, I noticed that.
In it goes. This dry material helps to give the toothpaste just the right texture. It's actually a little gritty, so it helps the toothbrush to clean your teeth, too.
Well, how does he know how much to put in?
Oh, he has a list of all the ingredients. It tells him how much to use and when to put each ingredient in.
That sounds like a cooking recipe.
Well, it's sort of like a cooking recipe.
Look at that.
Doesn't it look like mixing a cake?
Uh-huh. It does look like a big mixer.
Well, those blades are mixing everything all together. Now, this man watches everything very carefully to make sure it mixes just right.
It always takes people, doesn't it, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, it sure does.
It's fun to watch the mixing.
Now, after it's mixed all together and it stays in the vat for a little while, sort of like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's ready to be poured into big cans. Just like that one you see right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the man who's going to do that.
Oh, look at it going in there. Look at all that toothpaste. Huge can of it.
A lot of toothpaste there.
Mm-hmm.
And after the toothpaste stays in the big can for a while, it's ready to be put into toothpaste tubes.
That looks like a garden hoe he's using there.
Yeah, it's sort of like a garden hoe. He pulls it out of the big can and into the funnel.
And then what happens?
Well, it goes down the funnel into the machines in the room below.
I see.
Now, this one puts the empty toothpaste tubes in the machine. The end with a cap goes down and the open end is up.
You mean they fill the toothpaste tubes from the back end?
Yes, they do. Just you wait and see. Look how carefully this woman works.
I wonder if she thinks about the children who might use this toothpaste as she works.
I bet she thinks about a lot of things. Now here's where the toothpaste gets put in the toothpaste tubes. The silver pipes put the toothpaste in. Can you see the white toothpaste going in?
Yes, there it is. Filling up the tubes. Just so much in each one.
That's right.
Oh, and then they close up the back end of the tubes.
Yes, that machine squeezes the end shut and then seals it up tight. Now watch this. This is the part I like. Down the chute.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a toothpaste slide.
It is. Two by two down the slide. Here they come.
Now the toothpaste tubes are put in boxes, one in each box.
Look at that, looks like a whole train of toothpaste.
Now here's another part that I like. Watch how this machine closes up the top of the box. See, first the two side flaps go down, then on down the assembly line. There's the top being closed.
Now they're ready to go to the stores.
So people can buy toothpaste to help them keep their teeth clean.
That is really interesting, Mr. McFeely, how people make toothpaste.
Well, I enjoyed finding out about it, but now I'm on to other things.
There's always something for speedy delivery,
isn't
there?
That's right. I'm glad there is, because that's our business.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. Happiness to you and your life ahead.
Oh, well, same to you.
Thanks, and speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. I like the way he said, happiness to you and your life ahead. There's lots I like about Mr. McFeely. You know that. Let's have some make-believe. Yeah. We've been pretending that Lady Evelyn has turned into a tiger for a little while. That's something she's always wanted to be. But Princess Zelda came to look for Lady Evelyn, and she doesn't know that she's a tiger, so she can't find her. Let's make believe that she does find her as the trolley comes along the trolley tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready? trolley?
Okay.
I said, trolley, look at that about it. Henrietta.
Meow.
Here you are, this Annabelle.
Robert Troll, meow.
Yeah. I'm looking for Princess Zelda. You know my concern, brother, about it?
Meow haven't meow her.
Because I found a book that's in the Annabelle. I think she'd like to see it to get Santa Barbara out.
Meow. Meow, she meow princess.
Yeah, well, in fact, she is a princess. I think that's big minor that she really wants to see it happen.
Meow, scooter meow.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I call it quick scoot. We can see it right about it. Then when I get in, my legs get all shaky and it keeps me going. It sounds fine. I can stand in front of the sign out.
Meow, show me meow, meow goes.
Sure. We can sit. I'll go around the tree once. Here you go. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. Ready?
Meow. Meow, 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 wonderful.
Yeah, look at see it. Oh, you want to take a ride with me? You can see Grandma Bonner, but it.
Meow, sure. Meow, meow, my way, meow, work.
Well, it's not very far, but we can see it. We could take the long way to the Cassandra, right?
Meow, fine.
Good. Listen, I'll come around and pick you up. We can see it, right?
Meow.
Okay, we can see it. Ready?
Meow. Meow, baby.
You sure got ready fast.
Yeah, yeah, like this.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Round and round we go. And where we stop?
Meow. Meow, good driver, Robert Troll.
It's a long way to work.
Meow, here we are.
Oh, we're so glad to see you, Miss Pussycat.
Meow, hope meow not late.
Well, we see. Well, we just took a little ride. We sat in Bernigan and what's that, my son?
Oh, it's just that the daycare center's a bit upset.
Yeah.
Meow happened.
Oh, well, a big tiger came to visit. Said it was a relative of Lady Aberlin, but it scared the children.
Oh, yeah. Well, we sent it. Well, where's that tiger go?
I think she was going to visit Daniel Tiger. She said she knew him well, too.
Uh-huh. Well, we can see that tiger have great big teeth.
Oh, the children thought so.
That's the same one. It's in a bottle of Aberlin. Mark is out of it.
Meow, 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 Lady Aberlin, meow self.
Really?
Meow. Meow better tell meow children.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell Princess Zelda. Get down to and I'll see you girls later, okay?
Meow, meow, Robert Troll.
Goodbye, Mr. Troll.
Meow for the ride.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me start. Oh, shaddly dum dum dum.
You know, I thought there was something familiar about the tiger.
Meow. Meow, meow, imagine. Tiger Meow Berlin.
Imagine. Well, let's go to the center.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. You're still a tiger.
Yes, and I've been scaring people.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. But you know who I am inside, don't you?
I think I do.
I don't like to scare people.
You like to take care of people, don't you?
Ugga mugga, Daniel Tiger.
Ugga mugga. Now I know for sure who you are.
What am I going to do?
Do you want to look like Lady Aberlin again?
A part of me wants that.
And another part wants to be a tiger?
Yes. So I can be related to you.
What do you mean?
Well, you're a tiger. And if I'm a tiger, then I'm in your family, and I can be related to you.
Oh, you're part of my family no matter what you are.
I am?
Sure. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside.
It doesn't?
No. You and I are related by our hearts.
Our hearts are related?
Of course. That's the way it is with a family of friends. They don't look alike. They feel for each other. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel better. Why?
Because you look like your Lady Aberlin self again.
I do. But I didn't feel anything.
Because it's natural. It's real natural.
You are special, Daniel Tiger.
Thanks, Lady Aberlin.
Lady Aberlin! Oh.
Everybody's been looking for you everywhere. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been around.
Oh, I'm glad I finally found you. I have a research job for you.
Oh, Zelda, you do know my relative Daniel Tiger, don't you?
Oh, sure. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Princess Zelda.
Say, I've seen that sticker someplace before. I know. It was on that big tiger's forehead. Now, that's something to do some research about.
Yes.
Incidentally, where is that big tiger?
Oh, she's exactly where she wants to be.
Wherever that may be. Well, anyway, I want you to see if you can find out something about this old cousin of mine.
What's her name?
Princess Ella.
All right, let's go to my office, the research office in the R room, and check.
At last.
Daniel?
True friends are related by their hearts.
Yes, thank you. See you later.
Come on, Betty.
On my way, Zelda.
Well, well, well. Look who's arriving at this castle. Congratulations to you, Princess Zelda.
What for?
Oh, for finding Lady Aberlin.
Oh, that was easy.
That's what all fine detectives say. You have my royal felicitations.
Thank you.
And you, Lady Aberlin?
Yes, Uncle Friday.
Have you completed your laughing research?
In a way.
What have you discovered?
I found that everyone is different, and I think I learned as much about myself as I did about my subjects.
Then you have been successful. Now, Zelda here has a project for you.
Yes, it's about my cousin, Princess Ella. I think there's quite a story about her somewhere.
Yes, then we should
Hi, Robert Troll.
Oh, yes, Ella, there you are, ladies. Okay, bring it down, Robert. Yes, sir. Let's back.
Always a pleasure to see Robert Troll rolling in.
Oh, King Friday, bring us in, but I think this book will help.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly might. Lives of Famous Princesses.
Look up Princess Alice.
Okay. Princess
Alice. Princess Barbara.
I think it's page 3 and page 4.
Yes. Here it is. Princess Ella. Distant cousin to Princess Zelda.
Her name is Ella, and she used to sweep the cinders from the fireplace, and her sisters didn't have to do a thing.
Cinderella! Your cousin is Cinderella.
Keep visiting, but I thought you might like that. He's very much about a King Friday.
You are Cinderella, a marvel,
Robert. Oh, like
Cinderella, wow.
Oh, we learn something old every day.
about ourselves and others.
Yes, beautiful research.
So Princess Zelda's cousin, Princess Ella, started out as Cinderella. And Lady Aberlin and Daniel are related by their hearts, no matter how they look. It's our story in the neighborhood of make-believe. Fish are using their mouths to eat. They seem to be hungry every day. Mm-hmm. What are some things that people's mouths do? They eat. Mm-hmm. They sing. Can you sing? They yawn. They whistle. I hope you can grow up to whistle better than I. They whisper. Yes, they whisper. And they hum. And they laugh. We've talked about all those things, haven't we? One thing that people's mouths do that most other creatures don't do is say words like I'm saying words to you right now. Isn't it wonderful that I can say certain words to you and you can understand what I mean? But you know what's even more important than saying words? It's the things we do. The things that our hearts understand. When people say they love you, that can give you a very good feeling. But when they do things that show you that they love you, that can give you some of the best feelings of all. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, that's why I come back to visit each time. Because I want to show you that people can love you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.